In the plains, the grass grows tall since there's no one to cut it. There's no one to water it either. Today, I've got an encouraging and challenging message, honestly, for you about the dangers of what's hiding in your grass. Your grass, what's hiding in there. And you'll want to stick around to the end of this video because you'll get the one insight that is going to help you start seeing lasting change in your life. When we first became homeowners, I quickly became obsessed with our lawn. It's like all of a sudden I was wearing the jorts and the white New Balances. And over that time frame, I started to learn a lot about our lawn and different types of grass and grass blades. And I found out that we have the Bermuda grass. And upon researching it, I found out that the dark green, luscious grass you see on top is really only the top 30% of the grass blade. So if you were to let it grow long, it'll look great on the top, but the second you cut it shorter, you'll then expose the brown, ugly grass underneath the surface. And this got me thinking about our own lives. How many of you know that if we don't deal with the evil, the anger, the bitterness in our hearts, it will kill us slowly from the inside out? We can try to let it go. We can cover it up all we want. But no matter how much you grow with it, it will be ugly on the inside. And it'll be when life cuts us short that the ugly will come to the surface. How many of you know watching that it's in times of intense pressure and hardship our true character comes out and bubbles up to the surface? I want to ask you today, how much of your true feelings are you hiding underneath that fake smile? We've seen it, and we can see right through it. You see, to deal with the issue in Bermuda grass is you gotta maintain it at a shorter level. So that means you gotta cut it and mow it more often. You gotta put in that effort. And just like a well-kept lawn, we gotta maintain our lives, our relationships, and take our thoughts captive daily, or they will grow ugly underneath. We gotta deal with our issues, or they can spread like wildfire in the skies. Another problem I found out about in our lawn is it didn't drain well. So underneath that tall grass was standing water, and in this standing water, it was a breeding ground for fungus and weeds. And I would have never known of this issue if I would have left the grass longer. You can maintain your issues at surface level and it'll continue to look fine and beautiful. You can look amazing on the front, but in the inside, you're dying. I continued to cut our backyard grass at this top level and it continued to hide this problem. It wasn't until I scalped it, which is the technical term of cutting it almost down to the root. Then it was revealed the true problems underneath. Now, at the root of the issue, it can be repaired and regrown healthy. So I want to challenge you this week to reevaluate your lawn. Reevaluate your life, because like the cliche goes, the grass isn't greener on the other side of the fence. The grass is greener where you water it and maintain it. And if you truly want to live a better life, it starts at the root. It starts from the inside out. There will grow thick, healthy grass. Your great fruits come from great roots. I think of the current state of our world and the chaos that we've seen. It isn't just a result of one isolated event. I think that few events or a couple of them, that was simply the lawnmower scalping our lawn to expose the root of what the true issue is underneath. The thing about growing a healthy lawn is it starts with healthy soil. So I'm going to ask you today, are you feeling overwhelmed, stuck, lost in the toxic hustle culture? Life's demands can be crushing for Christian men in their prime years as fathers, husbands, leaders, entrepreneurs, or business owners. It's easy to lose sight of your own growth. I want to introduce to you the 6-week program, Redefining Manhood, Becoming Better Than Best. You can't see your life 360 degrees, 180 at best. You could have a kick me sign on your back or spinach in your teeth or your flag could be down and you cannot even realize it. I know these silly examples may make you laugh, but they drive home my point. You are much more effective when you have community, when you have a coach or a mentor, someone helping you see your full potential, guiding you and daring you to achieve the impossible. This is where my coaching comes in. Uncover the hidden barriers that have been holding you back. Shift from feeling stuck to rediscover your purpose, build lasting habits, to thrive in every area of your life. So act now because limited spots are available. Reclaim your life. Now the next step is completely up to you. You can either continue to live the life of lesser and average, or you can follow your dreams and your purpose by clicking the link in the description and booking a free discovery call. And let's get started working today. Now back to today's video. How is your soil? Are you planting in the source that will give you the nutrients and the nourishment you need? Or are you planted on rocks and sand? Are you planted in a drought? Have you grown your grass so tall and pretty that it's became a defense mechanism for you to protect yourself from the pain of true healing? Friend, being pruned, purified, and refined by fire is rarely a fun process. And no, I don't want to do it either. But the truth is that the fruit and the harvest that it produces far surpasses any fleeting feel-good vibes or any of the fake facades that you may be hiding behind right now in your present. Really go there with God. Allow Him into your world. Allow Him into your mess. Allow those that you can trust, those closest to you, and get help. Just go get help and know that it is hard. Yes, I know it's hard, especially when we want to be strong for ourselves and for our families, but avoidance of our inner problems will only lead to greater heartache for those that we love most, those that you love most. So don't ignore the warning signs. Makes me think of another example. When my car had a check engine light on for quite some time, and it took my car completely shutting down for me to stop ignoring those warning signs. I mean, instead of fixing the problem, I had been ignoring it, and all I had to do was go get help, go seek a professional for them to diagnose it and tell me that there was a major issue that I could have avoided if I would have took it in sooner. Listen, friend, it's okay to not be okay, and it's okay to go get help. I want to encourage you, and I want to really challenge you to cut down the tall grass. Start maintaining your lawn, your life, and don't be surprised when it grows back healthier than ever before. And just like a healthy lawn, I'm believing for great things to happen in this channel. And one of the goals here is to grow. So every time you share with a friend, you rate it on Spotify and Apple, you subscribe and you comment below, you are making that dream come true. I need you to help me get this transformational content, that this message of hope to those that need it most. In closing, God is waiting for you with open arms. No judgment. Your friends, a mentor, a coach like me are waiting for you. Open arms, no judgment. This is a judgment-free zone. And I want to encourage you to be your full self. Embrace your mess and allow it to be your greatest message. Use this test to be your greatest testimony. Now, I won't go into a bunch of silly preaching cliches, but trust me when I say this and I mean it, I don't take it lightly. You were loved and you were enough because He is enough. You are valuable. So don't you dare give up now. Don't you dare let this fake facade that you've been wearing for too long keep you going, because your story matters. And what's on the other side of you facing and addressing this mess, getting to the root of the issue, that's where true freedom lies. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button for more tips tailored to entrepreneur dads just like you. Or you can click this video to keep learning more. And until next time, you're doing better than you think. I'm praying for you, friend. Now let's go live better than best as we conquer this week.